All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea, and we are in studio today with Michelle Escudero from the Lore Foundation, along with Lanny Hamilton, who is a longtime Lander resident and local veterinarian. Lanny spent years taking care of Lander pets and farm and ranch animals, and there's a big feral cat overpopulation problem going on here, and the Lore Foundation is helping out with that cause. But before we get into that real quick, Michelle, first off, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you so much for having us in. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys coming in. Miss Lanny, how are you doing today?
I'm doing quite fine in the middle of a trapping as we speak.
In the middle of a trapping as we speak. So we'll get back to that because I want to know what that entails as well.
Okay.
Michelle, I did just want to give you the opportunity to let listeners know what the Lore Foundation is.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. The Lore Foundation is a private foundation working in the rural Mountain West, and Lander is their Wyoming community. We start all our work by listening to community members to understand the assets and challenges that we're facing as a community. And we connect with individuals, groups, and organizations that have ideas that promote livability in our community. And if you think about livability, you know, what makes Lander a great place to raise a family, mm-hmm. pursue a career, live a healthy lifestyle? We provide spark funding for solutions that get at problems in our community. Solutions don't have to be huge to be effective. You know, in the 2 years that the Lore Foundation has been working in Lander, we've supported over 90 public benefit or community benefit projects. We work in a variety of livability areas, including the economy, engagement, health, housing, education, active transportation, water, and the environment. All our funding requests that we support must have public community benefit.
Okay.
Can I give you a few examples of work that we're doing right now?
Yeah, please do.
Excellent.
Yeah, I guess you guys always have a lot of hands in the kitchen of what you guys are doing. It's not just one project at a time.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We're working with many projects around our community. I'll just give you a few examples. We're helping the senior center reduce energy costs by supporting a solar system being mounted on their roof and adding of electric vehicle chargers that the community will be able to use. We're helping the Beausert Collective with a large mural that's going to be painted this summer on the building that houses the Lander Bake Shop.
Oh, awesome. People are going to love that.
Yeah, it's an awesome, awesome concept, and I think you're going to be wowed by the image. We're helping Anamkara Hospice with a storage shed so that they can provide more free in-home medical equipment to patients so their patients can stay home longer. We're helping Annie Reber, a community member, rent the Balashava space to offer free yoga classes on Wednesdays at noon.
That's amazing. I mean, a little bit of everything. It's not just one type of things that you guys help out with. Storage sheds, yoga, you name it, spaying and neutering animals. This is huge. You guys are doing a lot of things.
Yeah, you know, this livability landscape really touches all aspects of, you know, how our community lives and works and moves forward.
And then now I understand you brought Miss Lanny Hamilton here today. She's going to talk about, so there's a feral cat problem that's going on here in Lander. First off, explain how what you do and how you got involved with addressing that situation.
Well, I'm a veterinarian, and I coordinated in the last 12 years maybe with the Wyoming Spay and Neuter Program, which offers spay and neuters at a reduced cost
okay.
to community members. And they have to have it qualify financially. And once you enter that area, that arena, you start seeing what's out there.
Yeah.
And so people would approach me, and they'd have 20 cats in their backyard, and they're low-income people. And they can't spay and neuter 20 cats, even with a voucher, because that'd be like $1,000.
Totally, yeah.
Totally. So, and they're not their cats, right?
Right,
they're
right.
Just living in their backyard.
They're just looking for a place to crash.
Yep, looking for a place to crash. And then in the winter comes, they start starving, and People are so kind in Lander. I mean, really, it's amazing how people kind.
Their hearts are in the right place. They want to feed them, but then that adds to the issue, too, of how do you address the number of them that are showing up.
Right. Well, it increases their reproductivity.
Mm-hmm.
And a fun fact to know and tell is that one pair of cats in 7 years, if each female had four offspring, and nobody died and nobody's hit by a car, eaten by an owl, stuff like that, there would be 480,000 cats.
Jeez.
That's the exponential number. Now, that doesn't happen in reality.
Right, right.
But even if a quarter of it happens, yeah, that's 100,000 cats.
that's,
you know, from two pairs, two cats.
Once you break down those numbers and think about all of the cats that you just see all the time here in Lander.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so I got involved with it that way. And then we decided after the pandemic, we just decided to try to do something about it.
It was the time to do it.
It's
and
the time.
I do know that the Lohr Foundation provided, was it a $6,000 grant to help with this?
$4,600.
And that went towards surgery materials, traps, and the public campaign to help with that.
Yeah, there wasn't much of a public campaign, I don't think. It was traps and...
Your education campaign.
We tried. Yeah, we tried to educate. We got a Facebook page, and we put out flyers.
Just getting that initial word out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of hard to know how to do that. We're learning all sorts of ways how to do that. I mean, Facebook wasn't hard. I don't know. I'm not saying the right answer, probably.
Well, actually, Lanny, can you, you know, I never knew about this problem. You know, I live in town. I see feral cats that come into my garage at night, especially in the summer. And I know if I close my doors, then they're not there, right? Can you explain what these colonies are all about? You know, I think that's a sort of an interesting concept that I knew nothing about before talking to you.
Well, just like I said with the 20 cats, say you have a pair of cats that have, or a mama cat that has kittens underneath your shed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel sorry for them and you feed them and the kittens grow up and then they go off and have cats. But that's their home territory. And cats are very territorial. So they will come back and populate the area where they were born until somebody starts getting really pissed off, like the Tom says, no, we've had enough cats here. There's not a limited food source. And then they kind of spread out from there. But they, so they can overpopulate a certain area really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And I have to say that I don't remember in my career as a vet, which is 30 years, that the feral cat problem has been this bad.
Really?
As I've become aware of in the last few years. And I think part of it is that we've also had a lot of nice winters.
That's true, yeah.
You know, that,
especially the last 3 or 4 years, it hasn't been that bad.
It hasn't been that cold, and so we're not losing the kittens.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the pandemic, I swear, people were home, and they weren't just buying dogs from the shelter or, you know, adopting dogs from the shelter or whatever happened. Throughout the United States, there was this boom of people adopting animals.
Right.
I think people saw the cats because they were home, and they started feeding the cats and complaining about the cats or noticing the cats. And therefore, I got more feedback in the last couple of years about the cats.
So then you knew that there was a problem that just truly needed addressed. And then on that note, too, how can the public help with this problem? Like what can they do to help mitigate these numbers?
Well, it's a really multi-pronged approach, and we are learning every step of the way. I promise. I know so much more about feral cats right now than I did last year at this
mm-hmm.
time.
I bet.
It's been quite a process. But number one, they could notice the cats. We've done enough cats. We're about, I would say, 300 in the last year that I've done in Lander. And the feral cats are all ear notched,
okay,
which means on their left ear, they have the very tip cut off and then a notch on the inside of their left ear. And it's a prominent notch. We need a prominent notch because people are killing cats.
Right, right. Right? That is a problem. That is an issue, yeah.
Yeah, and these cats with an ear notch are safe. They're not going to reproduce.
That's the visual signifier the public has. Like, hey, these cats aren't going to be reproducing. They're not going to cause an issue.
Right. They're going to be still living there until they get old and die. But they do keep other cats away because they're territorial. So if you have a whole town full of spayed and neutered cats, the country cats won't come in the town, kind of pretend. They'll defend their territory, and then over time, the population will reduce. And this has been proven in a lot of different scenarios with a consistent spay and neuter program of the feral cats. So monitoring for ear notches. Do you see a feral cat in your neighborhood? Is it ear notched? And then if there are un-ear-notched cats, contacting us, landerspayandneuter@gmail.com.
Perfect. Is that the best way to get a hold of you, is through the email?
Yes.
Okay.
Or the Facebook page, yes.
And it's just Lander Spay and Neuter. If you search that, they'll be able to find it very easy. And when we link to this article, too, because there'll be an article forthcoming with this interview as well, we'll be sure to link to it so people can have another way to get a hold of you.
Yeah. So monitoring for cats, and then if you feed them, I guess this is another issue. People are leaving food out 24 hours a day, and that's probably makes it really hard to monitor the population of cats.
That's true.
So it would be great if people put food out for a bowl of food for like an hour twice a day, kept their area pretty clean, put the food out an hour twice a day, and they could watch the cats because they'll come.
They'll
figure out the schedule. Well,
they're smart little critters,
yeah. Yeah, and then you can monitor the ear notches.
Okay.
Yeah, and as we get around town, you know, we'll try to tell people that. I don't know if they're going to do it, but we can try.
All you can do is help get the word out. What's the plan for the future of the program?
Well, we're trying to expand into dogs. Lander Spay and Neuter does not just include cats. And it also includes owned cats, not just feral cats.
Okay.
And we're trying to cooperate with Lander Valley Animal Hospital to have them do some of the dogs in the area. It's not finalized, but we're trying to get there.
It's in the early stages.
Gotcha. And right now, I'm doing dogs and owned cats, but I'm old.
Yeah, you need a break. Yeah, you need some help with this, I think, is what's going on.
I think Lander, taking care of Lander, is really what we want to do. And I
definitely
think everybody in Lander's, every vet in Lander is excited about that.
I bet. What advice would you give for anybody who wants to approach the Lore Foundation? Because did they come to you or did you go to them?
Oh, no, we went to them and we were totally clueless. And I would just say, give them a call.
Yeah.
Just call them up and they'll tell you what to do because they were so accommodating and, you know, helpful. I mean, Michelle walked us through every step of the way. We'd never applied for anything.
So they saw the problem and they knew, they're like, hey, here, tell us how we can help. And then I'm sure it had advice on how to help as well.
Yeah, they did. I mean, and how to present it more formally.
Okay.
You know, and we had somebody on, we made a little board, you know, we're a fiscal sponsee or however you say of the Challenge for Charities Lander Community Foundation.
Okay.
That's how we raised some money after the Lore grant. But Michelle really helped us get our act together, basically.
Michelle, was there anything you wanted to add in on that as well?
Well, you know, it was delightful getting your act together with you. But more than anything, you know, it's like I had no idea that this problem really existed. And, you know, Lanny and her team of volunteers really helped me understand, you know, the underbelly of our community in that way. If you want to see out there, listeners, if you want to see Lanny and her team in action, the Lore Foundation made a fabulous video of this work. And if you go to the lorefoundation.org, that's L-O-R foundation.org, go to the upper bar, choose solution stories, and then on the top left you're going to see a column, and it's the first story there. It says vet-led program helps Lander's feral cat problem.
That's awesome.
It's a delightful 3-minute video.
Cool. I'm looking forward to watching that as well. just appreciate both of you coming in today and just filling us in on that. I mean, I was kind of aware. I don't know if you knew this as well. We raised money for the spay and neuter. We do the homebrewed comedy night at Tony's Pizza.
Oh,
so it was a
yeah.
few months ago. Yes. My buddy Micah was the one and Adam Kirkpatrick. So we donated towards
with
that
Nancy
as well.
Everett. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was just huge. I mean, that was where I first learned about it. So we want to do anything we can to help with that as well and get the word out and help you guys.
Well, thank you.
We
have,
yeah,
you
we,
very much.
Well, and we appreciate what you guys are doing. That's just huge to be doing within the community. While you guys are here, oh, wait, I did want to ask you. So you're in the middle of a live trap. We don't have much time left here, but you had a live trap that you're in the middle of right now. Explain
yeah, we're trapping.
What's that process like? Or what was this specific one like?
We set out as many traps as we have. We're actually going to buy more. we had 11 or 12 traps out. Since Monday, we go by three times a day, check the traps, feed them, monitor who's hitting what traps. So we might have traps in a certain area where there aren't any cats going by, and so nobody eats out of them.
Okay.
And then another area where all the food's getting taken. We started setting traps yesterday afternoon around 1. We have 12 so far in one yard.
Dang.
That's not as good as the 50 we got in another yard.
Jeez.
Which was about a block and a half away from this. So, yeah.
And for I know you can't see it right now, but Michelle's mind is literally blown right now. Her eyes just got so big. They popped out of her head. She's like, 50? Good Lord. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are busy.
Yeah. We've been busy. And 50... from the downtown motel right on Main Street.
Yeah, that's a big one, that area.
But we cleaned up. It took 6 months, and we got every cat.
Dang.
Nobody has seen an un-ear-notched cat.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really been... that was quite a project, I promise.
I
that's
bet.
Lore did that one. We were out there like, I'm going to get those cats. Will was the last cat, and he was... she was named by the guy who lives over there and was helping me. She will be done.
Well, that's just, I mean, you guys are doing great work. You get to experience so many little things like that as well. Was there anything else that either of you wanted to get out to the community while we're here today? Anything that you wanted to promote or talk about?
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, please.
If anybody hears, I'm trying to put it on Lander Talk when we're doing a trapping. But please let us know about your own pet cats. Send us a picture, landerspayandneutered
okay.
at gmail.com. Put a collar on your cat.
Yeah.
Or keep it inside.
Okay.
That keeping inside is not a bad idea when
right,
you're doing
right.
trapping. Because I can't tell who's going to go in the trap at midnight.
Yeah.
You know. We've got good food out there.
Yeah,
very
that's,
tempting.
It's very tempting, even to those pampered house cats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they'd like it.
Well, Lanny, thank you so much for coming in today. Michelle, appreciate you as well. Reach out to the Lore Foundation. What's that website again one more time?
LoreFoundation.org.
LoreFoundation.org. You can look into how you can utilize their services and how you can help out the Lander Spay and Neuter Project as well. Appreciate you both coming in today. Have a good rest of your day. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we come back some quick bits of local news.